Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With recording. We are made.
Yeah, I'm terrible.
Yeah, dude, I'm actually good at writing.
We are all made of.
I've been at handwriting 2 times.
Okay, we are made of 2 portions or 2 things or 1 thing.
Two.
What are they?
The soul and the body.
The soul and the body. Now, in the case of Allah, is Allah one unit or made of portions? Is Allah one unit or made of portions?
One unit.
Okay. Allah is the only one unit.
The soul and the body.
What are angels made out of? Angels don't have...
No, they are made of souls too. The angels do have souls.
They're made of light and soul.
They are made of... Every living being has a soul. This is a soul. Okay? And the soul is given to that person from the breathing of Allah. So Allah breathed the soul into the human body. Okay? Or Allah breathes the soul into all other living beings. Anything that's alive has a soul. You got that part right? Okay. Good. The soul and the body.
It's really bad.
Allah one unit. Okay, when Allah breathes on you, the soul. That's good. That's fine. Now, Allah is al-adl. Means Allah has created us balanced. Balanced. So we can say He is the most just or the balanced. The balance provider. Okay. So think of the soul. Think of the soul and the body of the water in the car. Think of the soul. Let's take an example of a car. Take an example of a car. And think of the soul. Salman. And think of the soul as the driver of the car. The body will be what?
The door.
The car. The body is going to be the car. Think critically. The body is going to be the car. And the soul is going to be the driver of the car. So when I say
soul,
no, soul is the driver. Okay, but the body is just the car. Whatever body you have right now is just a car.
If you're dead, then you can't do anything.
It's not a car because you can't run as fast as.
Huh? So if you want to drive the car, you tell the car, or you move the car. You drive the car right, you drive the car left, you speed, you stop. How do you do that?
Your soul is telling so it's pretty much the soul tells the body what to do.
Exactly. The soul tells the body what to do. So what's the interaction between the body and the soul?
The wheel.
They communicate through the brain. They communicate through the brain. So the soul wants to move forward. It issues a command to the brain, move forward. Turn left. Turn right. If the body can do it, the body will. But sometimes the body can't. Like, for example, if somebody has a leg cut.
A what?
Leg that was cut off. Okay, in a surgery or something like that. And then the soul says to the body, stand up. Would he be able to do it?
With crutches.
No.
Don't even.
Okay. Stand up. Then the body will not be able to obey the soul. Okay. If the soul wants to the body fly, would the body be able to fly?
I wish.
Mm. But, you know, here we go. That it's not... The body is not able... The body is not able to obey the soul. You got it?
When? The body is not able to...
Like, for example, if the soul tells the body to fly,
yeah.
The body will not be able to obey the soul because the body is constrained by the laws of nature. Okay? The body is constrained by the laws of nature. If your body aches, do you say, my body aches, or do you say, I ache?
My body aches.
You say my body aches. So do you recognize that you and your body is different? When I say you asthma, I mean your soul. When I say you asthma, I mean your soul. But when I say you Salim, then I mean what? Your soul. I'm talking to your soul. I'm not talking to your body. Can you do whatever it takes? So I tell you, okay, clean the door or clean the room.
Yeah, go.
Okay, so now your brain will, your soul is going to take this command and will break it into steps and tell your brain, tell your body to start working. Well, let's do this first, let's do this second, let's do this third. You see what I'm saying? This is how
you have a control over your soul. So like your soul is not like, oh, it controls you and then your body like.
See, he made a mistake. He said you have a control over your soul. Is that right or wrong?
Like I can move my hand whenever I want. Like I could.
Aha, good job. So what do you call this? Control over what?
Your soul, your body.
Your body.
But
you know why you don't have a control over your soul? Because you are the soul. You are the soul.
So, but I have control of myself.
Yeah,
so if
exactly.
I am the soul, then that means I have control of my soul.
Yes, exactly. But what I meant is that when I say you,
I'm
I mean
so
your soul. Okay, go ahead.
Because you said that we have no control of our soul, but you have control of yourself. Your soul is part of yourself.
Okay.
So you have control of your body and your soul.
And who is that that will have control?
Allah has overall control.
You said you have control over your soul. So who is the one who has control over your soul?
Me.
Me? Who are you? Body or soul?
The soul has control of the body and the soul.
You see what I'm saying?
You say I. Whenever you say I, that's your soul right away. So I have control over my soul. That means I have control over myself. And that's right. Okay? That's right. The souls, there are good souls and there are bad souls. Good souls will use the car to help others. To give drive, to give rights to the poor people or to do whatever is good deed. So that's a good soul. A bad soul will use the body to do evil things. Okay? Steal, run, hit, all of these things. Now, Allah gives you the opportunity. Yes.
So when Shaitan whispers in your ear to tell you to do things, does that like affect your body or your soul?
He whispers to your the Shaitan does not whisper by sound. It's by changing your feelings.
Yeah, but does he do it through the body or the soul?
Well, so the soul controls the body. That means he's referring to the soul.
I would say...
Because then you can't control your eyes.
The soul. I would say the soul. Now, when people have... When people get... how do you feel the pain? If the pain falls in your body, how do you feel this pain?
You feel it as pain.
You feel it as pain. Okay? All right. If the soul is not attached to your body... Do you feel the pain?
No.
Can you give me an example of that? Huh?
When you die and you're in jail, you have to find like so.
No. And from this life.
Oh, is it like when you're paralyzed? Practically you don't have a real. You have a body, just that you're not in control of it. So like.
I'll give you an easier, hint, like that. Would you do a surgery? How come you don't feel the pain?
Because you put amnesia, which numbs you.
No, amnesia just makes you sleep.
That's anesthesia.
Amnesia.
Yes, so you sleep.
They give you drugs. They drug you.
Yes, they drug you so that you sleep. When you sleep, the soul goes out of the body.
You go to sleep.
Agree?
Yeah.
The soul?
And when you sleep. The soul goes out. When you sleep, doesn't it go like to Jannah and back?
It doesn't go to Jannah and back,
well,
but
those,
it goes somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah. But when you put in a surgery, your body sleeps, so you feel no pain. When you wake up, means your body came back to where your soul came back to where your body.
Your body.
Then you start feeling they start feeling the pain. Okay? At that point. Huh?
Pain of what?
Of the surgery.
When you're sleeping, you don't feel pain.
Can you take a picture?
When you're sleeping, you're halfway, like you're not really, unless it's really deep sleep. If it's really deep sleep, then your soul is completely absent. Just hold
that?
On, let me.
It's going to be on his website.
No, I'm saying, how can you see your
hand? What?
You can't see it.
Is it really bad?
Good thing you have
a
glasses.
It's bad.
Okay.
Zero.
You got this part? You got this part? You can erase it. Okay. So Allah creates the balance everywhere. Allah creates everything in balance. Allah once created everything in balance. Can you tell me about a few examples of the balance that Allah created? The balance that Allah created?
Nature.
Okay. Can you give me an example? I'll start with one example.
Water and land?
I'll start with one example. You drink, we use the water, okay? The sun heats up the ocean. The ocean, the water evaporates from the ocean into the clouds. The clouds, the wind carries the clouds somewhere, and then it rains. Okay? So, in this way, it supplies fresh water. It's a cycle that supplies fresh water. Okay? If we keep using the water, and there is no supply of fresh water, then we will have drought, and we will die.
Or you could just use one of those machines of life. Or one of those heat lamps.
Well, I'm talking about drought is a drought. You know, everybody knows what a drought is. But Allah makes it balanced so that there was always a balance. So whatever you use, the sun will evaporate from the sea and it will go to the clouds. And the clouds will move them here and there. Okay. I'll give you another example.
Teacher.
The example of oxygen.
Go to the valley?
The example of oxygen and... The example of oxygen and carbon dioxide. We breathe what?
Oxygen.
Oxygen. We breathe oxygen. We inhale oxygen and exhale what? Carbon dioxide. Okay? So, if it stays that way, then what happens?
Stays that way.
We run out of oxygen. So what is the balance that Allah created so that we don't run out of oxygen?
The trees take in the carbon dioxide and release oxygen.
Yes.
This is
yes. Exactly. You got this part? Now I need an example from you guys.
Okay, I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Water.
Okay. How close are we from the sun? I'll give you a hint.
What does it have to do with the
balance?
A few light years away from
the Earth. Okay, I'll give you an example. If the Earth is a little bit closer to the sun, what happens? We would burn. And if it's a little bit further away from the sun, we would what? We'll freeze. So we are at the exact balance, which is that we're not freezing and we were not
melting.
Did you write this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I wrote the...
In nature, that's also the if we're close to the sun, if we're close to the... Or if we're far away from the sun.
We burn.
Yes. So you show the balance there. Can you give me one more example of balance?
Yeah. The seasons.
UV rays and ozone.
Yeah, how about it?
UV rays can cause skin cancer, but there's an ozone layer, so...
This is a protective ceiling that Allah created.
If there was none of that, then you wouldn't...
Yeah, definitely, but that's...
No, there would be more skin cancer problems.
Yeah. Okay.
But the thing is, because when we do so much carbon emission, it starts to break up the ozone layer, which causes ozone holes, and then we can get sun cancer.
So
if
you use
cancer.
Perfume and scraping and stuff like that?
No, when you use, like, when you drive cars, the carbon dioxide breaks the ozone layer, and then more sun comes into the earth, and we can get skin cancer.
No wonder it's warmer.
Okay.
So what? That's called global warming.
Global warming.
Stupid, I know.
Okay.
Are you sure?
What I'm trying to say here is that this, what you talk about ozone layer, this ozone layer's issue is a protective sealant issue. Falls under protective sealant, not really under balance. Okay? Okay. So this way Allah created everything in balance. So there is balance in the laws of nature. Balance in nature.
Yeah.
And it's controlled by the laws of nature. However, there is part of the balance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us, and inshallah when you memorize this, the homework, which is the beginning of Surah Ar-Rahman. Okay? Allah talks about that He creates everything in due balance. So everything is created in balance, and Allah is putting balance into the laws of nature. So things will balance out. You don't sway right or sway left. Okay?
Gravity?
Hmm?
So you're talking about gravity?
No, no. Balance. Just like the example I gave to you. Now, part of the balance is our responsibility. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَّا تَطَغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. Do not transgress against the due balance. Do not transgress against the due balance. And keep the balance. So, part of the balance Allah already built in the laws of nature. Okay, so this is with the choices, with our choices or not.
What is our choices?
Okay, there's part of the balance made by Allah without our choice. Like,
yeah, like
whether
the
we like
before we were created, and then when we were created, we started disrupting the laws of nature, right? When then we cause this unbalance.
No, Allah created balance in the laws of nature.
Oh.
It's built in. It's built in. Okay, Yusuf? It's built in. Now, there is another balance that's up to us. Remember that. Allah controls us all with the laws of nature, but we have a gap, which is the laws of Islam. You have freedom to move inside this gap to prove who we are. Or who are we? Okay? Now, Allah left us part of the balance to take care of by ourselves. And this balance that we're required to take care of, part of it, or a great part of it, is the balance between the body and the soul. The balance between the body and the soul. The body and the soul. You balance between the body and the soul. How? Let me give you an example of a person who does not balance between the body and the soul. For example, this person, all what he or she cares about is food, clothes, perfume,
okay, so fun, dude.
Hygiene, you know, what
is
it called?
Hygiene is important.
Yes, but some people, you know, just their life becomes a hygiene.
I think he's referring to my sister.
Like supermodels and stuff.
Yeah. If they get wrinkles, they get very scared and they go try to get rid of it.
Like plastic surgery.
Yes. And there are so many things. There are so many things that they do to take care of their body. To feed the body. They eat best food and take best medication. And they are really taking good care of their body.
Yeah, that's good.
Isn't that good?
Well, but hold on. Before you say good and bad, listen to the other side.
They're using chemicals to do this stuff. No.
Listen to the other side. What's the other side? Why aren't you writing?
They don't have enough time to pray.
No.
Can I say the other side?
What's the other side?
they don't have enough time to like do the like pray and stuff like that. They're too busy like working on their makeup.
It's not that they don't have time. They don't want to make up the time. They don't want to make up the time to feed the soul. What do you feed the soul?
Through prayer.
You feed the soul? Huh?
Through prayer.
Good deeds. Worshiping.
Yes. Remembrance of Allah. Remembrance of Allah. And remembrance of Allah is not only that you make dhikr, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Also, when you work in a charity, that's a remembrance of Allah. Because you remember, yeah, I'm doing this for the sake of Allah. You got it? So this makes the soul, this feeds into the soul. There are two extremes, by the way, for the people who try to balance between body and soul. The first one extreme we just talked about, the people who focus on their body and don't make time for the soul at all. Okay? So the soul becomes feeding on garbage, living on garbage. It is... People who... Okay.
With the remembrance of the soul and the... We're working in charity.
When it comes to the soul, there's no food. So what will happen to the soul?
Become a bad soul.
Becomes a bad soul. Right. Because it does not take any medication, spiritual medication. The food of the soul is spiritual food. And the medication of the soul is spiritual medication. Okay? So, look at this metaphor. You understand this metaphor? Now, the spiritual food is in the Quran. And the spiritual medications are in Quran. Okay? And the spiritual medications are in Quran. And the spiritual immunizations are in Quran.
So
basically
everything about spirits are in
Quran. Exactly. Quran, and in a broad sense, I would say it's in Islam. Okay? Just not to...
Wait, the spiritual food, medication, and
immunization.
So basically our soul gets shot.
Huh?
Our soul gets shot.
No, no, it is not. Doesn't work that way. This is a metaphor. Don't think of it physical. This is a metaphor.
It's in Quran. It's in the religion. It's in Islam.
In Islam and Quran. In Islam and Quran. Because Quran, Islam takes you out of your daily time to remember Allah during the what? Prayer. During the Dhuhr prayer, for example. During the Asr prayer. It takes you to bring you back the remembrance of Allah to your brain. So now you know you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Got this part right?
What time does class end?
Dude, just shut up.
You keep asking me this question every week.
In like
this is
10
something
minutes
called
10:55.
Okay. All right.
And there's something called the question.
Now, let me tell you, what are the spiritual vitamins in the Quran? Spiritual vitamins in the Quran.
Like surahs and ayahs to recite?
Yes, what's the spiritual? The Quran inspires you. You would be inspired by the Quran, right?
Learning about the history of the religion.
No, what I'm saying, what is the, not specifics, in general terms, what is the what are the spiritual vitamins or the spiritual food you find in the Quran?
Words.
Okay, I'll give you the
daily,
first one.
Daily stuff.
Love of Allah. The Quran inspires you by?
All the beauty of the Quran.
Love of Allah. Second, the Quran will inspire you with? Fear of Allah. Fear of the punishment of Allah.
Oh.
And three, will inspire you to have greed into the?
Happiness.
Rewards of Allah. The rewards of Allah. So you have, it inspires you. Quran inspires you for all of these things. So, if I may say, use this metaphor, then Quran has three spiritual vitamins. The first one is, or three spiritual motivations. The first one is
the love of Allah, and
the love of Allah,
fear of Allah, and the rewards of Allah all come from the Quran.
Love of Allah. Second is the strong desire to go to Jannah. The very strong desire to go to Jannah. You can erase the board now. The very strong desire to go to Jannah. And then the third one is the fear of
not getting good.
The fear of Allah's punishment. So these are motivated. Yeah, like if you want to do something bad and then you remember the fear of Allah, then you would most likely refrain from it. And if you have greed to something haram, and you remember that Allah has better stuff, then you most likely are going to refrain from this. Remembrance of Allah. What do you mean, remembrance of Allah?
In times of need.
Okay. Remembrance of Allah is not in memory, it's in the heart. And this is a problem because it does not stay 24/7 there, because your heart gets busy, right? Busy doing this, busy doing that, going through this problem, going through that problem. That's your body. Your heart gets full of the business of this life, the business, the job, the things that you have to do, the shopping, etc., etc., etc. Okay? So your heart gets busy with all of these things, and your heart absorbs all these things from the surrounding. Okay? Now, the heart, the remembrance of Allah. Yes. If this is the heart, the focus of the heart, if you remember Allah, then the focus on the heart is Allah. Allah is in the focus. Can you keep Allah in the focus of your heart all the time?
No.
You can't, really. As a human, you can't. Why? Because once you go into daily business,
it's a business.
Yeah. The daily business takes over your heart and kicks out Allah.
So,
or, you know, daily.
The daily,
daily business.
Daily plans. Yeah, daily business.
Daily business. So, and then it takes over because your heart is how many rooms? One. Just one room. That's why Allah says, مَا جَعْلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ, means that Allah did not make two rooms and one heart. It's only one room. So, if you go attend to the daily business, this is not because of you. Everybody, this would take over Allah's place in the room. Then you forget when Allah goes out of your heart, of the room of the heart, okay? When Allah gets out, guess what happens? You forget him. It's not you forget him, I tell you, do you know who is Allah? Your answer would be, of course I know. Okay, so forgetfulness of Allah doesn't mean that if I test you, who is Allah that you want to remember? No. Forgetfulness of Allah means Allah is not in the focus. Allah is not on the what?
Focus. I thought you said you can't focus him.
Exactly. That's why Islam provided you with tactics, exercises, so that you can always remember Allah. When you go into the bathroom, there's a dua. When you get out of the house, there's a dua. Riding in the car, there's a dua. Eating, there's a dua. Huh? So all these du'as are intended to push Allah back into the focus of your heart. If Allah's in your heart, you will feel different. I don't know if you ever prayed behind an imam and the Quran touched your heart and you felt the presence of Allah and then you start crying or shedding tears. This is a joy. When you feel the presence of Allah in your heart, that's a joy. And if you can maintain it, your decisions will be totally different. The decisions of the heart that Allah is in the room, okay, is way, way, way better than the decisions of the heart when Allah is not in the focus room, is not in the focus. Okay? So the remembrance of Allah is maintained by the five daily prayers, the tasbih, the dhikr, the things that you do, eat, drink, all of these things. You remember Allah is intended to bring Allah back into your heart. Once Allah is back into your heart, then you will not care, you will not fear anybody more than you fear Him. You will not love anybody more than you love Him. And you will not have greed for the reward of anybody more than you have greed in the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So, the Quran has three spiritual vitamins. We talked about
no,
that.
We did that.
Then the Quran also, Islam provides means to maintain the remembrance of Allah in the heart. Islam provides means.
Oh, I wrote that.
Means to bring the remembrance of Allah in your heart.
Islam also provides tactics in the dua to remember Allah.
Exactly. Now, how about the virus? What's the spiritual virus?
For the
soul?
Virus or a bad virus?
Now, Shaitan. We have four enemies. One of them is Shaitan. Okay. So that Shaitan tries to attack your inner, your inside, your heart. This Shaitan tries to attack your heart from inside, and removes Allah from the focus of your heart, and makes something else like envy fill up your heart, or hate fill up your heart, or yes. A shaitan will make something, something comes into your heart, fill up your heart instead of Allah. Ego fills up your heart. Revenge fills up your heart. Okay? Shaitan tries to, nobody's perfect, by the way. Nobody's perfect. We are all sinners. We all mistakes here and there. Nobody is a person that cannot make any mistakes. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, because Allah made us with all,
weaknesses. Allah made us with all kind of weaknesses. And the good ones are the ones who, when they make a mistake, they say istighfar and they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Okay?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
So if Allah made us like this, is He like testing us?
Yeah, this is all a test. Yeah. Didn't He make us with like an ego to want to do everything like, or like
yeah,
it's
but
an urge. It's like
if He controls us, He doesn't control us.
He doesn't control us. He just lets us do what we do.
Or He controls part of us, and then the other part, He leaves it up to us to prove ourselves bad or good. Like He controls your breathing. If you have to control the breathing yourself, it's going to be a full-time job. You hold the stopwatch and say,
"When is the day of judgment?"
But Allah does that for you naturally, so that you don't.
So if you lie in the day of judgment, the angels
you can't
will say it. I'm just saying, the angels will say it. What's true? You can't.
If you lie in the day of judgment, is what?
The angels will tell Allah if it's true or not.
You can't lie.
You can't lie in the day of judgment.
No, you can.
You can, but yeah. What is impossible?
No,
Allah will do really
angels,
strong tricks.
Wait, angels?
Strong
angels,
tricks to the people who lie in the day of judgment.
Angels will like say it for you, say this is true, this is He's lying, this and that.
Okay, let me tell you a story about a person who lied in the day of judgment. This person did so many evil things. And then comes into the court of Allah. The court of Allah is a fair court. So Allah does not make Himself the judge and the witness. What happens? Can you go to a court and be the judge and the witness at the same time?
You can be either judge, but you can't be the witness.
Either judge or witness, but you can't be both. So Allah in the court of Allah is the most just. So Allah does not appoint Himself the witness. Okay? Because to be fair. So Allah is the judge. So here we go. This guy lying to his teeth. And he says, Allah shows him the bad deeds that he did in his book. He says, no, I didn't do that. Why? This is book is wrong.
This book is not
wrong. This book is wrong. So Allah says, okay, let's call the angels. So Allah calls in the angels. They testify against him. So he says, Allah says, huh, what do you say now? He says, no, those are your angels. They are biased. Okay? They are biased. I didn't do any of those.
Okay.
So then Allah brings the earth to testify. He says, the earth is your creation. It's biased. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him at the very end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him at the very end. The very end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, so what witness do you accept?
None.
No, he said, I accept myself as a witness on myself.
That's not. Wait, so okay. Allah knows though.
Hold on. He said, I accept only myself, witness on myself. And he thought that by saying this, you know, that's it. He got out of it. So Allah said, fine. So Allah commanded his mouth to be sealed and commanded his legs to talk. So the mouth will be sealed and the legs will talk and say, he did this and this and he walked to this and this place and he did this and this and that. The earth, the legs will testify. Okay?
Like on the day of judgment.
And then, yes, will testify. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask the soul to testify. The soul will testify against the guy. Allah will ask.
But I thought the soul is yours. I thought like the soul is you're the soul. Like the person that's
yes.
talking in me is the soul.
Allah's asking the part itself that he created. The hand, the legs, the eyes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then he started arguing with his soul. This is important because now you can understand the difference between body and soul. So he started arguing with his soul. Started arguing with the soul. Or the soul started arguing with the body and telling him, how dare you testify against us? We will be both punished in hellfire. Why did you testify against both of us? He said, first of all, I had no choice. Allah made everything talks and he made me talk and testify. That's number one. Number two, don't blame me. It is you that you would use me to do evil deeds without any shame. Feeling of shame from Allah. You didn't hide it. You were not ashamed of it. You are not ashamed of Allah. So you deserve what happens to you. Okay? We are both in hellfire. Okay? Because of you, not because I testified against you. That's the body stealing the soul. Got it? So the shaitan is the spiritual virus. Is the spiritual virus. How do we? Quran provides the spiritual medications. What is the spiritual medication for against the shaitan? Warnings. Allah says, shaitan is your enemy. Don't listen to the shaitan. Don't follow the footsteps of the shaitan. Everywhere in the Quran.
And the stories. Like
everywhere.
That of Adam.
Yes, yes.
And the dua.
People
are yes. Okay? So that's the first thing. There are three more spiritual viruses that we will talk about, inshallah, next time. Assalamu alaikum.
You're the tiger.